Hillman on CliffCentral.com.
All right, from All About Food, let's say what's happening to Sean Wolf. How are you?
How's it, Ari? How are you doing?
Very good. This guy's very passionate about taste and very passionate about unlocking your best self in the kitchen and adding different flavors. You're in a relationship with flavor.
Yeah, and food and taste and smell and all your experiences.
So you've come to give us a bit of a sensory experience here and challenge. I mean, I'm the plainest eater there is. Like, if you're going to start
putting... Coke and bar one, if I remember.
Yes. Even if you're going to start putting stuff on a pizza, like, it's going to be a situation. So today you're really getting us all out of our comfort zones, but not just me. We've got our business development manager, Neil Mainchi's also in the building. Neil, you're good?
Yeah, ready? I'm good. I'm very excited.
Neil loves chili, so apparently there's chili involved, so we'll find out in a sec. On the opposite end of that spectrum, she hates chili. Intern Pashida is not a fan. You're it, and you sounded as well.
It wasn't just Pashida, it was Ari as well. There's a bottle of water they've got. You know. I see jugs of milk over here.
Fire extinguishers.
Okay, so take us through what's going to happen here.
So what I've done is I've made a quite a nice tomato soup, and I've put three different kind of chilies and styles or spices. So in the one, we're gonna start with paprika, and where does it actually? Where do you taste or where do you feel this little bit of heat in your throat or in your mouth or where do you do it? So what I'm going to ask you to do is to actually right now.
Okay, yeah, we've got little shot glasses of, yes. Is this paprika? This is soup with paprika.
So this is a tomato soup with paprika. So, yeah. You know, for the more daring, I've given you a little spoon so you don't have to go too wild.
Yeah, so, it's in a shot glass.
Yeah.
Okay, so paprika, I've never actually thought of as a very spicy thing. Is that just, is it known to be spicy?
Well, it depends how much you put of a spice.
Okay.
You know, so I mean,
it sounds like you put a lot in this.
we'll find out what my tolerance is.
So, we got to tell everyone where it hits your tongue. Yeah. When you put a lot of paprika into something, where it hits you. Okay, cool. Everyone ready?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, everyone got their spoons on standby.
And just for the listeners, you guys take.
Can I down it like a shot?
Yeah, you can down it. You can down it. So I think, I mean, you're going to have to take a little bit. Come on, Ari. You must see this is, I wish there was a camera in here. Because Ari's face is quite, he's very nervous.
That didn't burn it as at all.
No,
well, it's slowly. That's why I gave you the spoon. But where are you actually experiencing it in your mouth?
It's slowly traveling to the middle of my tongue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You feeling that?
Neil?
This is great. It tastes fantastic. I was just wondering where the paprika is. Can we spice it up a bit more?
Sure, we can. I'll just pull the bottle of chili out.
Yeah, this tastes great.
Yeah, it's lovely. I actually get the taste in the back of my throat.
Throat.
Yeah, so it's not quite in the mouth, but more to the back of the throat.
Would you say it's like at the top of the back of your top?
At the top,
okay. Yeah. So it's just, I think the part of this experience for me is that, you know, we just, our relationship with food is that we just order something, we know we like something, and we just eat it, and we don't actually always think about the experience of food. So kind of as a chef, when you're creating a dish, you have to think, well, you know, what is the person going to experience? Like, what are the notes? You know, a musician is listening to the notes, the highs, the lows. Are they going to, you know, if it's a DJ, is he going to break out? Is he going to keep people there? You know, so now I'm going to move on. We're going to do something. We're going to do cayenne pepper.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Are we heating it up a little bit now?
Slowly. I'm just passing this.
Passing around the shot glasses, the cayenne pepper again in the soup, right? In the context of the soup. Okay.
So we're keeping the flavors the same.
So paprika. I need to make notes here. Paprika will hit the middle of your mouth. This is what we've learned.
Kind of the back of your mouth. Top of the throat.
Paprika, back, top throat.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just ask a philosophical question, maybe?
I might not answer if it's too deep. This Ari told me to relax.
You mentioned food is like musical notes or, I suppose, art.
Yes.
Is it about interpretation of – is everyone interpreted differently? For instance, if I taste it in the back of my throat, will someone else taste it elsewhere? In other words, is there an objective to it or is it all about personal interpretation?
I think that's – I mean, first of all, personal interpretation about food is what's key about food, mm-hmm. and what has made food become so master chef-y and all these amazing programs out there. It's because people have their personal opinion. But there are certain things. I mean, if you eat chili, it's going to affect your mouth, you know. Mm. But different chilies are going to affect it in different spots. So you can, I mean, you like chili.
Yeah.
So it might not hit you as bad as somebody else. And you might experience it differently. So in one case, yes, you will experience it differently. But I do believe that, you know, chefs can kind of push things in a way.
Yes.
You know, do you want something sweeter or sour? More salty? How are you creating that dish? You know, if I had to give you popcorn and then melt chocolate over it, it's going to be a different experience than if I make it with a salted caramel or, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
So now we're going to try
the pepper, right?
Yeah, this is a cane pepper.
Oh, cane pepper.
Okay.
I might as well. Well, I'll just
get in
you
there,
guys.
I don't really have an opinion on cayenne pepper, but let's see on the other side of this as I choo-choo train the spoon into my mouth.
Yeah,
it's got a little bit of a sting more than the paprika.
Yeah,
I felt it right at the back of my tongue. As soon as I tasted it, it just went there.
Yeah, it does.
This is more like it. This is more like it. Now we're getting it.
Yeah. Oh, that's, I mean, and you see, the amazing thing about food is that sometimes the food has a beginning taste and an aftertaste.
Yes.
So there, for me, for this, is there an aftertaste?
Yes. Yeah, there's more, it's hot in your mouth.
Yes.
But where?
That's the aftertaste.
I would go.
Ari's half joking, yeah. grabbing the bottle of water.
Now, this is what's hectic is that I was taking like spoon after spoon, and I'm like, the cayenne pepper's like, it's a little hectic. It's not heavy, but now, like, I can feel it's like a throat infection.
Yeah.
I'm with Ari on this one.
So it's amazing now that the cayenne peppers actually hit you right at the back of the throat and lower down, where the paprika was much higher.
I found it hit the sides of my tongue when I was. When I was eating it, sides of the tongue, and then it did move back to the back of the throat.
And then there's an aftertaste.
Mm. Yeah.
Which is now right at the back of your throat.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. It's a nice aftertaste. Mm. Yeah.
And it's a bit tingly. Like tingly.
Neil's very a tingly. Nice.
Yeah, that's
Neil's like, bring on the heat. Yeah. Where is the pure chili?
It's not bad for a Lebanon herb.
Okay, so our paprika kind of hit the back top of the throat. Our cayenne pepper hit the back of the throat. And there's still quite a bit of an after effect. It wasn't instantaneous. What's next?
So now we're just going to do... So this is the same tomato soup with... now this is with my own homemade chili.
Oh, no.
No, it's I think it's semi-mild.
Now, is there any, I mean, the fact that we've already done the paprika and the cayenne pepper, is that going to influence how this chili takes it all?
Yeah, I'd probably say have a sip of water.
Oh, really? Right, just if you're saying that, okay.
No, I mean, obviously it's, well, like everything. I used to do, where this idea came from, was I used to do a cucumber soup where I would do it with all three of these together. And then it was amazing how people in the beginning would feel one experience where it, maybe it was in their mouth, and then right at the end they would have that aftertaste.
Huh.
So the experience is not just always about, oh, it's a very nice cucumber soup or a nice tomato soup, but what is the experience with it? So I think let's try this chili.
So Neil's going to say
Ari's face.
Can I have some more here? Have you got...
yeah, I've got more.
Right. Yeah, Neil, you can take mine. Mine's pretty full
right,
up.
Let's give
it's
it a bash.
Soup in a shot glass.
There you go. Yeah, you got to give it a bash, Ari. Come,
you
let's go.
Give it a bash.
Okay,
right,
bottoms up.
Let's give it a try. This is your homemade chili that we're now trying.
Now,
the cayenne pepper and the paprika.
And this.
We'll see. But now I know what happens, yeah? It starts out soft, and then before you know it, the chili kind of hits you.
It tricks you.
It does. So where are you experiencing this in your mouth?
I think I might have got a dud here. Was that as hot as the last one? Or?
I mean, Ari's crying.
Yeah, Neil, you finish mine and see.
It's tangy. It's
tangy. But where are you finding the
chest? It's traveling. It traveled, and then now I'm feeling it in my chest.
Okay. Yeah. And are you feeling this more around your mouth?
Yes. Actually, that is a... Yeah, it's kind of on the lips a little bit.
Yeah. So that's more like a chili where you would normally experience. Like, it's in your mouth. Huh. It's a lot more...
Fuller.
Mm-hmm. You actually experience. Where the other ones, the aftertaste wasn't really in your mouth.
Yeah, so
it was more in your throat.
Yeah.
So this is really interesting that you used to combine all of these because, you know, the one hits the back of your throat, the other one hits sort of the back top of your throat. This one kind of hits the front of your mouth and your lips and that. So you were really just throwing people in the deep end there with, like, you know, every single possible experience. But I've never thought of, you know, flavors hitting different aspects of the mouth and even the chest. And to a certain extent, I can even feel a little bit of my nose. I've never sort of thought about that before.
It's even with food, and it's like, I love strawberries, and they got this incredible, you know, it's between the sweet and the sour, and you taste it, but once you finish that strawberry, it's gone. It's like there's no aftertaste. You can't get it back, where some things just linger in your mouth, and you're just like, oh, that's so, and you want that to be your last bite of something because it's going to stay in you. It's like it still lingers there, connects. And
I feel this way about chuckles from Woolworths.
not by one.
Maybe that too. Okay, that's very interesting though. And I think a lot of people don't necessarily think of this when they're putting a dish together as how's it going to, you know, hit different aspects of someone's mouth and someone's chest and someone's nose. That's very, very cool.
Mm. Yeah, and it just makes you think that, you know, when creating something, it's not just, oh, well, tastes good.
Mm.
Because I've used the same dish. Luckily, you've all liked the tomato soup.
Yeah.
And, you know, and here it's, we've got two. So, you know, if you don't like the way the chili's in your mouth, but you like the way the cayenne pepper, that can create your experience. And, you know, and it's the same with chilies. You know, different chilies have different heat and they'll create a different experience. You know, for you, you might like the extra hot Nando's, you know, but maybe the rest of us like a mild or
lemon and herb.
So, yeah. So now we're going to move on. We're going to just have, a pineapple that, we've grilled with, coconut and cumin. So I'm just going to pass this around. And you guys can take one.
How do you grill a pineapple again?
You just put it on like a grill, okay. or a grilling pad. Okay, I think the next interview needs to be in the kitchen.
It looks really delicious. It looks juicy.
So, what are we looking out for here with the grilled pineapple and coconut?
Well, I think I'd like to hear that from you.
Oh yeah.
So I'm also going to take a bite.
We're everyone chewing, everyone else. Yeah. Is, yeah, here you go. Oh no.
So what's coming out?
Amazing. Sweetness.
It's juicy.
They're
yeah.
Very juicy. It's got a bit of a braai feeling to it. So obviously that's the grilled.
Right.
Nice, that's the grilled. Rich feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously a bit of the spiciness coming through as well.
Yeah.
Lovely.
You can taste that cumin.
Mm.
So it's quite strange how that those combos where cumin is something you'd put on biltong, you know, yeah. That kind of that spice. And it's just to show you that there are lots of different things where this might not be the first thing that you die for when you're having a bad day and you want to go into the freezer and get ice cream. You'd rather get the ice cream than the pineapple. But there's so much you can do with this or with food. And just experiencing different flavors and trying different things.
And putting it together. Because, I mean, the pineapple there kind of hits, always pineapple always hits the top of my sort of mouth. But then adding the coconut and the cumin kind of gave that experience in my mouth a little bit of a different feel to it. Which is kind of what we sort of highlighted with the different chilies and the cayenne pepper and the paprika, is that it can have different impacts on different aspects of the mouth.
Yes.
So what? So now let's go back to what we were doing before. What is the aftertaste?
It stings a bit. It's got that little stingy taste on my tongue.
Okay,
so, yeah,
that's a pineapple. For me now, tasting, I'm just getting quite a strong pineapple linger in my mouth, my tongue,
like a sour linger.
But I can still taste it. Where I don't know, can you still taste the pineapple?
Yeah.
In
pineapple
your mouth?
Always lingers. Yeah. Because it's got that acidic effect almost to it.
Maybe next time you must vet my menu.
No, with pineapple, I always do find is a strong taste, but it was very interesting in that context of mixing it with the coconut and the cumin.
Yeah. It just, and also like with, and for me, I still get that sweetness in my, I can still absolutely taste it, and it's still there. So now we're going to, I thought at least after all the chili, I brought you some creme brulee.
Oh, dessert.
That's one of my favorite things in the world, creme brulee.
So yeah, hopefully we've got this right.
Okay.
For you. What is also the texture? You know, that's another thing with food.
Smooth.
Mm. You know, that's a great thing about going into winter. Is soup time, you know? And like, there's so many different ways of doing. Sure, there's quiet in here.
That was amazing.
They have all left the studio.
We'll post a picture on Twitter. Yeah,
I need a bit of me time. Just give me a second. It's amazing.
so soup. You know, you can make it smooth. You can make it rough. You know, you can take half the soup. You can mouli it. There's so much you can do, and that to me is where you can bring so many great textures. You know, I like a soup that I actually take half of it, make it smooth, so you get that kind of creaminess, but you still have those chunks. I still like to have that texture if it's a potato or a mushroom, and you're still kind of chewing on something and that taste.
And you can put a lot of textures into a soup.
Mm. Lots.
Yeah.
Mm. And it's easy, actually.
I say this like I'm gonna, like I know how to texture. Like I know how to texture the soup.
It's fine. Just order from all of our feeds. It's much easier.
Way easier. So in the context of this creme brulee as well, it was very, very cool. And you played with textures a hell of a lot. Yeah, very cool.
Is there an aftertaste?
It's creamy.
Very creamy, very smooth.
And it's got another, like, more of an alcoholic taste, you know, that... Like a little bit of the taste when you've had wine or something.
No.
Like a tang. It's very soothing, and it makes the sort of one's mouth feel a little thicker. That's even a possibility.
Yeah, it's a fat.
Yeah.
It's a cream.
Yeah, it kind of, it coats the whole mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, almost like you know, putting
it
pre-coat.
Yeah.
Whereas the chili in that kind of dried it out quite a bit.
Yeah.
This has really coated the mouth.
And is there much of an aftertaste?
Not too much of an aftertaste.
No.
That's
a
problem.
It's quite a subtle creme brulee.
Because if there was more of an aftertaste, then you wouldn't want to reach for the next spoonful.
Exactly. At least with the pineapple, it stayed in your mouth and you can still taste it. With this, for some reason, I'm not sure of the science behind it, but it just doesn't...
It's sugar. Sugar will let you down. It takes one more of it.
An experience, what I kind of wanted to take you guys through, just to maybe this will be for like our next blind tasting that we'll do with you, that kind of make you think about, or even your next meal, hopefully, like what are these tastes? Where are you experiencing this food?
What I really like is that people often do like wine tastings or whiskey tastings and that, but food tastings and really examining the texture and figuring out how it hits your mouth and creating an experience, it kind of puts also a bit of a challenge in building a menu, because is your menu representative of hitting a full mouth experience? Are you just hitting someone on the top of their tongue? It brings in a whole new sphere to creating a menu and putting something together.
Totally. That's also the thing about wine. I mean, you know, there's so many different tones and, you know, in wine, and you just, everybody's experience is so different with wine. And I think, Neil, that was exactly what you were kind of asking. Your experience, if we were doing this with wine, we all might be saying, oh, this is a great bottle of wine. And some of us be going, it's okay. It's not hitting me right, or it's not the aftertaste. And that's like with me with certain wines, I don't always enjoy the specific aftertaste of it or the linger. That's an incredible thing about food and wine and all of that. You know, it's very much your own opinion.
Yes, and it must be quite tricky to have that interpretation result in that was a great meal, you know, across multiple different palates. in your game is to individually appeal, but obviously create a dish that is universally appealing totally. At the same time.
It's the same with music. Yep. You know, there might be certain genres that you enjoy more than others and you'll probably go towards it. But there are others that, yeah, you still enjoy and you'll, you know, but they're not your favorite.
This is what I loved about what you said last time though, is this idea of when you're actually sitting and you're eating, be there and present in that experience, as opposed to sitting and eating over your laptop or whatever, actually kind of, you know, immerse yourself in the experience, because it can be really, really cool to be a little bit more conscious of what you're eating as you're eating it.
We should do more of that in the sales office. When
we totally should.
It's every office.
Every office.
In a food office, sometimes we don't even get to eat. You're surrounded by it so much you forget.
But it's cool, and it's also a great challenge, because sometimes I think people get bored in the kitchen. I mean, I don't, because I don't even go there. But people get bored of making the same thing again and again and think, well, what else can I make? And maybe it's about finding the things that, you know, activate your palate in a different way to figure out what it is that you could be doing differently.
I mean, if you take different herbs and we cook the same chicken breast and we put a different herb on it, you are going to get a different taste every time. And just, you know, we can always do a show on just on herbs and how that can change just a same dish to be 50 different dishes with 50 different herbs, or, you know, combining different herbs together, and that will create the experience. Exactly like the pineapple. It's another level.
It's very, very cool. Sean, so cool having you stop by. Peshita, your final take?
It was interesting. It really excited my palate.
Nice.
Oh, good.
Job well done, Sean Neil.
Thank you.
Yeah, I loved it. Obviously, the chili elements. We should do more of these interviews.
I want to do it when it waters your eye. I want to hear that level.
I think, if you're coming in again, we can bring the big guns out and bring some chilies and maybe do a taste of the various styles of chilies.
Well, Neil's 12 talking o'clock about every day.
Right? Neil's talking from a personal perspective. So we'll watch him as he does that.
Me too.
But I think very, very informative. Sean, if people want to find out more about All About Food.
Allaboutfood.co.za.
Fantastic. There you go. All right. That's it for a Monday. That's our kind of healthy eating segment. I don't know so much about that today, but okay. Sean Wolf, thank you so much for stopping by.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.